The last of the presidential debates takes place on the campus of Lynn University in Boca Raton, Florida, tonight. The topic is foreign policy, and the outcome could determine if there is war or peace in our nation's future. Here's commentator Plathal Benjamin.
American foreign policy is an extremely complex subject. How it is handled can determine if our nation is at war or peace. Hence, the top echelon of the foreign policy national security establishment, where policy is formulated, is no place for pugnacious charlatans and impassioned ideologues intoxicated on the opiate of American exceptionalism. This is especially so if they are committed to aggressive military adventures against other nations as the preferred method of promoting American policy objectives. Alas, looking at the advisors shaping Mitt Romney's foreign policy, there's cause for serious alarm, because there's every reason to believe that his vision of the world is being shaped by the same gang who hijacked the foreign policy of a clueless George II after the successful jihadist attack on the American homeland on September 11th. This is what voters should bear in mind as they listen to the debate tonight. While the Romney campaign is quick to point out that their candidate has a variety of advisors, 70% of Romney's advisors on foreign policy are former members of the Bush team, and 6 of the 22 advisors are members of the Project for a New American Century, the think tank that gave us the architects of the Iraq invasion. Based on Mitt's increasingly bellicose rhetoric on foreign affairs, it is obvious that they're the ones who have his ear. Indeed, Mitt is warmly embracing far-right hawks like Kofa Black, a former CIA official and executive in the private security firm Blackwater, which secretly supplies private armies that carry out the dirty work of the American government in the most dangerous countries in the world. They often operate outside the law and have been accused of myriad war crimes. Kofa is joined by Elliot Cohen, who worked in the State Department under Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Paula Dobrienski, Douglas Feith, and especially John Bolton. As a member of the Moribund Project for a New American Century, whose members convinced Bush to invade Iraq with manufactured evidence, Bolton signed several letters authored by interventionist neocon foreign policy wonks urging Bill Clinton to invade Iraq. And he has called for scrapping the United Nations, among other absurdities. Yet Romney says, quote, "John's wisdom, clarity, and courage are qualities that should typify our foreign policy," end of quote. One need only read the open letter to President Obama of March 27, 2012, from the Romney advisors, which Bolton also signed, in order to see just how divorced from reality these right-wing hawks advising Romney really are. Reading this letter will identify the origins of Romney's absurd and dangerous proclamation that, quote, "Russia is our number one geopolitical enemy." This statement caused Republican stalwart General Colin Powell to break his silence and denounce Mitt's position as provocative and misguided fiction. Romney's hawkish positions on containing the war in Afghanistan, maintaining a sizable military presence in Iraq, intervening militarily in Syria, attacking Iran in conjunction with Israel, and adding $2 trillion to the military budget has compelled the far-right Libertarian Republican Senator Rand Paul to denounce the Mormon bishop's criticisms of President Obama's policies while advocating a more interventionist policy. Quote, "I do not support a call for intervention in Syria," says Rand. "We owe it to ourselves, our soldiers, and our children to take a more careful look at our foreign policy, to not rush into war, and to not attempt to score political points with wrong-headed policy ideas," end of quote. Yet given the record of Mitt's advisors, this does not seem likely. The authoritative white paper stating the Romney Doctrine is titled An American Century, and its principal author is Elliot Cohen, a founder of the Project for a New American Century, whose disastrous role in the Bush administration is richly detailed in my essay, The Iraq War Was Hatched in a Think Tank, at commentariesonthetimes.wordpress.com. All things considered, like the old blues man Louis Jordan, I'm singing, "Beware, brother, beware." From New York City, this is Plathal Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.